The indie is who you are allowing yourself to become. It is the core, the ability to feel your truth and then follow it. Follow it. It allows you to have self-confidence, balance, and self-value, even when, and especially when, outside circumstances are less than ideal. The indie fills a void and at the same time creates a gorgeous space. We're going to be moving into a lot, and you are going to be experiencing yourself in ways you may never have experienced yourself before. I invite you to be patient with the process and be patient with yourself. You will have access to your own private Facebook community just for those of you who are in the indie, okay? Exclusive for you. You're going to be going through the layers together. If there are any of you that are choosing to go through the layers of the indie again, please be in honor and respect to not reveal any of the layers going forward. There's some specific reasons for that, and I'm sure if you've been through the indie, you can understand and appreciate that. Okay, so just work and process in the group with whatever layer we are currently in together. All right? The indie program moves you out of doing and into being. I've said that before, and I'm going to continue to say that because there really is an uncomfortability that comes up for so many women. All right. Now, let's talk about the first layer of the indie and the crucial aspect of this. And when I say crucial there, it sounded a little harsh. And I don't mean it to sound harsh. And at the same time, there's a feeling of impact that I want to have, and I want to gift you the opportunity to experience with this layer, because there may be a piece of you inside that says, oh, well, I don't know if it's that important, really. And typically, in my own experience, when I start talking myself out of something, I become really, really aware of how important it actually really is. In fact, yesterday, and some of you will be seeing this, I didn't share my truth about something right away. And as I was driving away, it started to resonate within my body, and I tried to talk myself out of it. Like, it's not that important that I say something. Oh, it's not. And after 20 minutes of telling myself it's not that important that I say something, I become very, very aware that, wow, this is really important because I'm still thinking about it. It's still holding energy for me. Okay? So the same with a lot of these processes, whether it's the FemFlow list, whether it's the layer of the indie that you're in, there might be a piece of your ego that says, oh, it's not that important. Oh, it's not really, you know, I've heard this before. I don't know if I really need to allow myself to do this. Is it going to make that much of a difference? So if you find yourself starting to have conversations with yourself like that, here's what I invite you to do. I invite you to say to yourself, well, let's see. Let's just see. Okay? What this does is it really de-arms that ego piece of you that's wanting to be right. Because I don't invite that you, or don't suggest that you get into a battle of wills with your ego, right? Because the ego loves that. It's about being right or wrong. So, right, it's just going to thrive on that. I invite you to really surrender and come into a space of saying, well, let's just see. Then the ego's kind of like, oh, all right, whatever, go ahead. So if you start having conversations with yourself, whether it's in the morning about your FemFlow list, in the evening about your FemFlow list, whether it's about one of the action steps that you have, for the layer, whether it's about hearing the layer and saying, aw, I want you to go into a space of, well, let's just see. Perhaps there's something here for me that I haven't been prepared to receive before. Perhaps there's something here for me that's going to assist me in becoming more of the woman I'm here to become that I haven't let myself feel before. Perhaps there's some relief here for me that I haven't been ready to experience before. Perhaps. Okay? The first layer of the indie is something that changed everything for me. Everything. And it was something that I had teetered around in my life with, and I had teetered around in my head with. And it wasn't until I allowed myself to really experience this layer that things started to shift for me in my life. The first layer of the indie is vision. Vision. Now, one of the things I want to clarify, and pay attention to whatever it is you're feeling inside as these are revealed to you. I want to clarify you the difference between a vision and a plan. I do believe, and there's a deep piece of me inside that knows, that the way I have allowed myself to interact with that vision is very, very different. And the knowledge of your femtypes and creating a three-dimensional field around your vision strengthens your vision, strengthens your belief in the vision, strengthens your opportunity to experience the vision, and also gives you an opportunity to make that vision extremely, extremely powerful, personal. Okay? So we're going to talk about exactly what I mean by a vision in a minute. Okay? So this is something that, for me, I tried to do in my head a lot. I created a lot of vision boards, and vision boards are fantastic. Okay, I have nothing that it's one way of allowing yourself to create a vision. Okay, it's fantastic. I love to write down what it is I'm wanting to experience. In fact, yesterday I just increased my vision. This is not something that I have found is as powerful when you're just trying to do it in your head. Okay, however, it can start that way. I used to walk in Arizona, okay? Dave and I met in Arizona in 2001, and we lived here for, 10 years or something? I don't know, 9 years, something. Maybe we met in 2000. Anyway, we were here for a long time. It's not something that I ever thought. I never thought I'd live in Arizona. I remember walking and hiking, Pinnacle Peak, Camelback Mountain, walking up and down the trails behind McDowell Mountain Ranch, and thinking and feeling in my vision, feeling what it would look like. The difference between just trying to get something done in your head and really starting to experience it. One of the things I did to really start to enhance my vision was start to live my vision right away. And this is something I'm going to suggest that you begin to do this week. I wanted to live in France so bad ever since I was a little girl. 14 years old was the first time I heard the French language. I was on vacation in Tahiti. It wasn't even in France. I was in Tahiti, and I heard French being spoken for the first time. And something within my entire body said, oh, my goodness. That, what is that? I require that in my life. That is fueling me. What is that? What is that? And a piece of me woke up. And so as you are connecting more deeply with your truth and your particular vision for this piece of your journey, be aware of those feelings. Maybe you're inspired to, there were so many women that were inspired to do something with clothing or design or beauty from watching the Paris Fashion School experience. If you're inspired by a language, by a country, by whatever that next piece of your vision is that's really driving you, be aware of that feeling of, wow, right? Because this is what happens. You allow yourself to become more of the woman you're here to become when you experience yourself in those ways. Many people ask me, why, Tara? Why France? Why? I don't understand. What's the big draw with France? And it is because I feel like I'm more of the woman I'm here to become when I'm speaking French and when I'm living that way. If any of you have seen me speak French, one of the comments I get is, oh my goodness, that's you. You're a totally different woman when you're speaking that language. I feel more of my truth when I'm experiencing myself that way. I feel more of my truth when I'm experiencing myself creating designs. I feel more of who I'm here to become when I'm allowing myself to have those experiences. Okay? So what did I begin to do? Well, I've told this story before, and it really is when you hear it from, it depends on what angle you allow yourself to receive this. Because you could look at it from, oh my gosh, I have to do that, to, wow, what would it be like to experience that? I so wanted to live in France. And one of the things that represented France for me was a baguette, right? Walking with a baguette. I always just would have women, visions of women walking to and from with baguettes under their arms. And the first time I visited France when I was 17 years old, I did see that. And I thought, I want that. I want to be able to walk around with a baguette underneath my arm. So visited France at 17, went back a couple times, and in fact, before, I rarely tell this part of the story, before I actually married Dave, before I moved out to Arizona, I was living in California prior to moving out to Arizona to be with him, I went to France, and I almost didn't come back. I remember calling him from a payphone in Nice, and he could hear it in my voice, and he said, "Are you coming home? Are you coming back?" And there really was a piece of me that almost said no. I almost stayed then, but I chose, it wasn't time for me yet to be there, and I chose to come back. However, I knew within me that I needed to get back there. So when the boys were little, I used to have Dave drop me off at the Safeway down the street from our house in Anthem, and I used to buy a baguette and walk home. I used to walk it with it underneath my arm, and I would, it feels emotional because I'm back here right now. You know, I can't believe that I'm actually living in France, so to be back here and remember what I used to do here to just to allow myself to experience my truth. I used to put Carla Bruni, Quelque Madi. It's a gorgeous French song that I just love, love, love. I would sit and listen to it in the car. I would dance to it in the kitchen. And I would put it on my phone and put my headphones on and walk for 2 miles home with a baguette underneath my arm. Quelque Madi, right? I would just listen to it, and I was in heaven. As far as my body and my brain knew, I was living in France already, and it felt so good. And so there may be a piece of you that's, oh, well, I'm not going to trick myself that way. It has nothing to do with tricking yourself. It has to do with you giving yourself the opportunity in every moment to live your truth, regardless of the external circumstances, regardless. Does Arizona look anything like France? It really doesn't. France has a lot of gorgeous places and a lot of different landscapes. I have not seen any kind of desert yet, and maybe it exists, but I have not seen any kind of desert in France, okay? So I was allowing myself to feel the way I wanted to feel, regardless of what was outside of me, regardless. And I would do this dressed the way I wanted to dress in Paris. I didn't put running shoes on and sweatpants to walk for 2 miles with a baguette underneath my arm. I put on my ballet flats and my cute little outfit, and I walked the way I wanted to walk. Okay? So as your vision begins to reveal itself to you more and more, I want you to be aware of what it would actually feel like to experience that. Perhaps you want to live in Italy, and you decide to have a cappuccino on the front of your lawn and listen to Italian music. Perhaps you want to be a clothing designer and you find out a way to feel that feeling. These are pieces of your vision that I want you to be aware of, and I want you to be aware of allowing yourself to connect with it immediately. Stop waiting. Stop waiting, okay? You don't need to wait. There are a couple different ways I want you to experience the opportunity to be with your vision this week. The first thing you need to do is surrender to your vision and let it be whatever it needs to be in this moment. You need to take it from where you are now and expand with it. We're going to be doing something special at the end of this call that's going to assist you in doing that. The reason I say this is because what I will hear from a lot of women is, well, I don't even know what it is I want. I really don't even know. And I hear a lot of women say that, and I hear a lot of coaches say that. Well, you know, people just don't know what they want. And I bought into that for a long time. I really did. But the more I connect with my truth, the more I don't feel like that is so. What I feel is that we do know what we want. What I think gets in our way and what I feel gets in our way is our permission to actually speak that out loud and our permission to actually even let ourselves feel it. Because there's a fear that if we let ourselves feel it, what if we can't actually experience it? So we kind of trick ourselves into thinking, well, I don't really know, because it feels less painful that if I did know and I said it or felt it and then I didn't experience it, that would feel like it was more painful. And so we kind of numb ourselves out that way. And what I want to invite you to entertain is that that's not true at all. when you allow yourself permission to actually feel what it is that's drawing you forward, when you allow yourself permission to start experiencing those pieces of your vision that you've been holding back, you will feel better than you have before. You will feel more alive, and the things that are drawing you forward to allow you to become more of the woman you're here to become will reveal themselves to you more easily, and you'll be able to recognize them. They're revealing themselves to you now, but you're turning away from them, okay? Because you don't know if you can really allow yourself to experience it. You haven't gifted yourself permission yet. And there are some things that we're going to be doing within the layers that will bring that very much forward for you. But it has to do with your level of self-confidence, self-worth, and self-trust that you haven't given yourself permission to experience that vision yet, okay? So what I want you to do today and this week going forward is start to allow that vision to come back to life. All right? Start to, your dreams, well, let me mention this, because your dreams will get much more vivid and much more powerful as we go through this process together, because we're awakening your subconscious on a deeper level. Okay, the Indie is designed to do that. Whether or not you know what's going on the surface, you're feeling things within deep what I'm saying. Okay, it's connecting with my Indie, is connecting with your Indie. And no matter what it is I'm saying and the words you're hearing on the surface, there's a music going on underneath that's opening things, that's moving things, that's clearing things. It's just what happens in this program. I'm just very, very blessed to be able to be here with you in this way. So that will be unfolding for you. So be aware of your dreams and be aware of your visions, those ones that you haven't said out loud in so long. I will tell you that one of the most gorgeous things that I have found within the Indie is that once all the layers are revealed to you and you allow yourself to process them in the way we're going to process today, they will always be there for you. Always. You will continually revisit them. Continually revisit them. And I found in my journal, because I use my Kindle on the plane, and there was a piece of my journal that I had, a note card that I had taken out of my journal and put in my Kindle. And I don't read it unless I'm traveling. I really don't utilize my Kindle that much unless I'm traveling. And I pulled it out, and it was written in November 11th of last year was the last time I had flown this and looked at that card or wrote that card. It was the first time I wrote that card. And it said, and I remember writing it down and thinking, I hope nobody sees this because they'll laugh at me if they see this. This is what I was really feeling inside, that I wanted to have a lingerie line by the end of this year. By December 31st, I wanted at least one piece of the lingerie line complete, and I wanted to have a runway show in Paris. Do you have any idea how many faux types of voices came up? Like, are you crazy? Little American girl, you think you're going to have a runway show in Paris? And I wrote it down anyway. And what has happened this year, more specifically within, I would say, the last 6 weeks, that has opened up more doors and more opportunities and more possibilities for that to become a reality than I had ever anticipated in less than 1 year. In less than 1 year. Now, if you're thinking, well, I don't really want to wait a year, okay? It'll show up for you when you're ready. You've got to start now. You've got to start now. It'll show up in the perfect timing, but that doesn't mean you don't open up the package until you feel you're ready. You can continue to unravel the paper of your vision, okay? All right, so this is the piece of you that comes up that says, oh, I don't really know what it is I want, or I'm hearing what you're saying, Tara, but I'm still really not convinced that there's something out there that I'm meant to experience. Right? That's a little bit of that ego piece that says, well, you know, everybody else has something that they're meant to do, but you don't. And I know that you know that that's not true. I know that you're here for something specific. And do you want me to tell you what that is? You ready? I'm going to tell you what that is. I'm going to tell you what that is. If you have been seeking your purpose, if you have been struggling with how come every other person out there knows why they're here and what their purpose is in the world and I can't find mine, what's wrong with me? If that's ever crossed your mind, also, if that's ever crossed your mind, that if I could just figure out what it is I'm here to do, everything would be okay. If I could just figure out what is my gift to the world, what is it that I'm supposed to do, uniquely me, I'm going to tell you what it is right now. You ready? Your purpose in this world is to feel good. Your purpose in this world is to feel good. Now, pay attention inside to what feelings came up for you and how many faux types showed up. That's too simple. Are you crazy? That's ridiculous. I'm not here to feel good. I'm here to save the world. I'm here to fight hunger. I'm here to create a lingerie line. I'm here to release a deep-seated pain. I'm here to educate children. I'm here. If any of what I said makes you feel good, then move in that direction. Here's the key. Here's the key. You are here to feel good. As you allow yourself to become more of the woman you're here to become, it has to do with moving in the direction that feels good. That, and it sounds simple. All right, I'll just move into the direction that feels good. The amount of guilt, the amount of apology, the amount of sacrifice that we have been told is required for us in our lifetime turns us away from moving in any direction that feels good for false belief that we need to first prove that we're allowed to feel good. Whatever it is you're seeking, whatever it is you're desiring, whatever vision is calling you forward, it's calling you forward because through that process, there's a piece of you that will feel good, that will feel good, and you know the difference. If you were to say to yourself right now, well, Tara, feeling good would be eating an entire chocolate cake, and I know that's not good for me. I will question, would that really feel good? Really? And this is where we get into slight nuances within your vision of, whose vision is that? And does that feel really good? Or is there a little like agnostic attitude that, fine, I will, you know, just eat a chocolate cake and that'll make me feel good. No. This has to do with connecting with your truest, truest truth. Will that actually make you feel good? Truly. And moving in the direction of what will. Your vision will unfold itself to you as you allow yourself to feel better and better about the truth of who you are. So we're going to do something special. I'm going to take you through a guided vision that's going to allow you to open up to more of your vision and more of your truth. I want you to experience this in a specific way, and then your action step is going to be to take it to the next level. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take you through the guided vision, and I want you to just feel. I don't want you taking any notes. I don't want you any of that. I just want you to feel with me in the moment. What I want you to do after the call is I want you to note down some specific things that revealed themselves to you during the guided vision. There will be some specific things that you will want to remember, and that will become more clear as I take you through the guided vision, because you'll want to remember what was in this aspect, what was there, and just note it down. I do want you to write it down. Please don't feel that you are going to remember. Oh, no problem. I'll totally remember that. No, you won't. No, you won't, okay? Because what starts to happen is your ego will start to sweep in and start to cloud things and blur things for you. Write it down. This is the process that's extremely important, that you hear it, that you write it down, and that you begin to allow yourself to experience it. I cannot tell you how many stories I have heard from women who months later will come back to me and they will say, you're not going to believe it. Remember what happened in my vision? I wrote it down, and guess what just showed up for me in my life? And they're blown away. And I love hearing the stories, and I'm not really surprised anymore, but it's still just fun to hear them. From little lockets that were discovered in antique stores to rings that were, I mean, just beyond what you think, the phone calls, it's just beyond what you could ever try to rationalize. But you will try to rationalize it anyway, okay? It's part of why we're here in this physical world. We try to talk ourselves out of things, okay? So write it down. And then what I want you to do is be aware of, throughout the week, ways to begin experiencing it. Okay? All right. So I want you to put aside anything right now that you have around you. And before we go into this, I want to encourage you to begin interacting in the Facebook group as soon as possible. Don't wait. The Indie program goes by extremely quickly. And there was even a comment that caught my attention at the end of the Power of Sensuality where someone said, well, I'm just starting to allow myself to open up. There's so much more that I have to share with these women. Can you just keep it open? I keep going. Don't wait for that point. Allow yourself to open up and go there now. Really, there's nothing to wait for. There's nothing to wait for. I was speaking to a woman last night, and she's written a gorgeous book. She cured her daughter from type 1 diabetes in less than 6 months when the doctors couldn't do anything. And she hasn't quite finished the book. And just intuitively was able to connect to her, and I said to her, you need to allow yourself to finish that book. You're not finishing the book because you're afraid if you close that chapter, you're going to actually lose something. Right? The book has meant so much to her and been so much of her savior as she's been writing it that she's been afraid to close that chapter because what else would be left? So she's kind of prolonging. And what feels like to her, she's prolonging the ending. And what I was explaining to her is she's prolonging the next beginning. Okay? So within the Indie, don't feel like you need to wait or hold off to start sharing your truth. Share wherever you are now. Go as deep as you possibly can allow yourself to go now. And know that when you do that, more will be revealed to you. It's the same thing within a vision. Our vision starts to reveal itself to us, and we say, oh, well, I'm going to wait on that. I'm going to wait till the kids are retired till I move to Italy. I'm going to wait till my kids are in college to move to France. I'm going to wait till this is there before I do this. I'm going to wait, right? We do this when our vision is right in front of us. One of the things that I am most grateful for in my life is that I did not wait to move to France, that I didn't wait till I was retired or this or that or the other thing to allow myself to live my vision and live my dream. Because as soon as I said yes and allowed myself to start experiencing who I was here to become right away, more of who I'm here to become has revealed itself to me. Okay? Don't wait. There's nothing to wait for.